Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're beginning to look at the search for wisdom. The importance of wisdom is unmistakable in the book of Proverbs. Over and over again, the author urges young people to seek this goal. By repeating these commands, Solomon places an emphasis on wisdom that shows its desirability. For instance, in Proverbs 4:7, the father urges his son, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." The word principal actually should be translated beginning, so that the whole phrase reads, "The beginning of wisdom is, get wisdom." In other words, the very effort of acquiring wisdom is wise. The search for wisdom is where wisdom begins. As the book develops the theme of a search for wisdom, it urges the young people to receive instruction in the area of wisdom. This is not a casual, matter-of-fact search where one treats wisdom with disdain. Rather, the book of Proverbs teaches that young people are to earnestly pursue their search. Strong action words like treasure in 2:1 or hold fast in 4:4, give attention in 5:1 and listen in 23:22 lay stress upon the intensity of the search. This means that a young person will not stumble across wisdom as he follows a meandering pathway through life. No, you'll acquire wisdom as you steadfastly determine to immerse yourself in those principles of godly living that associate themselves with wisdom in the Bible. Primarily, this will involve the establishment and reaching of spiritual goals in life. Listen to Solomon's exhortation in Proverbs 2, the first 5 verses. "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Clearly, this is an earnest search. In addition, the book of Proverbs describes wisdom as being taken within the individual. The young man devotes his ear and his heart to it. He keeps his father's teaching as the apple of his eye. He treats wisdom as his sister and understanding as his kinsman, both terms that indicate a close family relationship. Many times, instruction that connects itself with wisdom is also concerned with morality. For instance, Proverbs 2:12 speaks about wisdom's ability to deliver a young person from the evil man. Several times, the book refers to the deliverance from an adulterous woman. Wisdom is the path of uprightness, that is, a way of moral living. It gives the young person discretion and knowledge when he's obedient, two qualities that assist him in avoiding evil. Let me ask today, is your search for wisdom a diligent one? Are you earnestly trying to acquire the wisdom that the Bible speaks about? Have you made a start by receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior? And are you regularly reading the Bible so that its philosophy can mold your life? All this is involved in the search for biblical wisdom. And if you haven't started, it's not too late. Jesus still invites you to come to Him. Let me also remind parents that it's your responsibility to point your children in this direction. Through your example and your teaching, your children need to begin their search for true wisdom early in life. If you've not been faithful in this area, let me urge you to begin today. Confess your past indifferences to the Lord and ask His help to be faithful in the future. Only as you help them will your children find God's will for their lives by seeking to live according to His principles of wisdom.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.